Well, thank you. Now, to begin, Austin, it's an impressive feat, obviously, for two uni students to come up with the idea and execute it all in one lengthy sitting over the course of a weekend. Why census? Why did you and your partner pick the census of all things to focus your skill set on?
Well, the way a hackathon works is people pitch ideas and then you choose what you want to work on. So a guy named Tyler actually pitched it to us. And we thought that'd be pretty cool. Learn some new tech, and so we decided to go with it.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, obviously, it worked out pretty well. Now, the Make Census Great Again website is hosted with Amazon Web Services, cloud-based server hosting company that scales its server allocation as more users log on, if I am right with that. Now, are there any challenges with the government using a cloud-based server model for the official census site, potentially?
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm actually unsure about. As far as I know, their data needs to be stored in Australia. But using clouds, I know they can't use AWS, I think, but Microsoft Azure is definitely a solution. And if not, they should definitely look into creating a cloud infrastructure that governments can use.
So you're saying that there were alternatives, though, to using the cloud, which could have worked in Australia, perhaps better than the actual census website did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the federal government claimed that the census was hacked through denial of service attacks. Your version of the site may be far more scalable. Can it offer better protections against these kind of hacks as well?
I just want to clarify something. DDoS is should not be associated with hacking. But yes, a scalable web server definitely can handle a DDoS attack, because all a DDoS attack is a lot of people or someone sending a lot of requests to a web page. And what happens is it gets overloaded and crashes. But using a scalable service, this wouldn't happen, or wouldn't happen easily.
Well, can you go into a little bit about what you said about denial of service? It was that it shouldn't be confused with hacking.
Yeah, hacks are when information is leaked or confidentiality is breached. But a DDoS, anyone can DDoS a server. Like, you can just download some software, put in an IP address, and go for it. So it is a hack, but it's not. When people hear hack, they fear for their information getting taken. A DDoS attack is not this sort of hack.
It's purely just to crash the service.
Yeah, exactly. It's just to make sure files aren't available to people.
Okay. Well, back to your project. One of the I think one of the most phenomenal things about it is the fact you spent just $500 to get your site up and running, compared to the Australian government, who spent around $9 million. Was this a case of the government over-engineering the product? Can you imagine why they needed to spend probably about, I don't know, 2,000 times as much on their website as you did?
Yeah, well, our cost doesn't include anything to do with wages, food. I heard there was a lot of money spent on plans for offices and stuff like that. But our cost was purely server cost. We were to do this in the real world, the cost would be a lot more, but we wouldn't have to pay for hardware and dedicated servers that IBM used.
Yeah. Okay. Well, where to now? What projects are you looking to work on in the future?
I'm actually working at a Brisbane startup called iRecruit, and they're looking to sort of disrupt the way people find jobs and how recruiters find talent for their jobs. And in the future, I'd like to be working on Internet of Things, machine learning, and security. That's a lot of buzzwords, but yeah.
Well, perhaps in a few years' time, you can make a return and help them out with the census website once again, and hopefully make sure things run a little smoother next time around.
Yeah. Cheers, mate.
Yeah, cheers. Well, thanks very much for joining me, Austin, to have a chat about what you guys did.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks very much.